Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to talk about how much too much harassment can do to the brain, you know? You know, victimization of someone who's not well, because people who are harassed, you know, got some mental illness. You know, it's not, you know, including, you know, bullies at childhood. Yes, there's something wrong with them, you know, act aggressive or bullies as adults. You know, they got some severe mental illness. If they don't have what they don't have, or terrorize them. I talk about it because I felt that as a person, I was targeted for terrorism because of these people's jealousy or thinking I'm famous and so on. My stance is, as a very strong person, I would not let anyone tell me what to do or be. And all I need to do is call the LPD. But too much harassment is a sign of someone. The one who's harassing is a sign of someone else, psychological, you know, psychological and abnormal, behavior or something wrong with them mentally. I mean, a sociopath, a narcissist, they got some mental disorder, substance abuse, or, they've been in jail before, an ex-con, something is in their background, you know. Again, that's what criminals do, you know. Either they drink too much or do illegal drugs, cocaine, or drink alcoholics, or they are severe mental illness. So, or both, they have a background where they were in jail, problems with the law, or in hospital. So that is who harass a lot. And it's important that these individuals who do the harassing get help, get put in jail, get something, because that's not the way to go. It leads to more dangerous territories, likely, because harassing somebody, you know, it's not good. I was dealing with people who I hardly know, or, you know, really don't know at all, who harassed me constantly. And I was just saying the psychological illness that they have requires intervention. Now, for the victim, or for someone like me, who's dealing with someone who's targeting me, they need to protect themselves, keep away from evil people, keep away from people like that as much as possible. That's my advice, because it's very important that you that each person like me and what I'm going through now do not get caught up in it, because it can cause a severe psychological trauma if it's not taken care of, you know, to keep away, therapy. And for me, it was an acceleration of my post-traumatic stress disorder, which I am in control of it, where I dealt with people who threatened me or who simply have some illness. It required a society to get involved with people who are like that, because they are severely mentally ill or very dangerous. You don't harass somebody because you're jealous or you don't know as an adult. And definitely as a child, you should stop bullying. Harassment has caused a lot of atrocities, and it has caused so many problems in society, and it should not be ignored. These people need to be dealt with by the law, the court of law, as much as possible. For me, because I dealt with that, I was angry. I wanted to get back. Sometimes I say things, you know, not directly, because I don't come up to no harasser, because the society is too dangerous. You have to ignore, and that's what I learned. You have to ignore people when you're out in public. public is outside the home, outside the school. You know, it's like, well, school, no, it's outside the home. It's like on a sidewalk, walking to the store, going to, you know, supermarkets are places for the public or for school, you know, where the public can come. Now, inside a home is private. You know, the bathroom, the bedroom, the living room, that's private. So off limits. Okay? So I guess you have a right to do whatever you want or say what you want inside the home. But outside, you know, it's important to ignore. But inside, you know, yell, scream, whatever, to get it out. But the harasser should be given a restraining order, should have the police come over, investigate their mental health, see what's wrong with them, because somebody's got a severe mental problem, and it requires intervention. For me, I cannot believe that I dealt with someone who was harassing because they were jealous or because they thought I was famous, or say they're going to take a picture of me in the bathroom, which is so sick, because that's not allowed. I don't allow that. So look at who's trying to be a bully or harasser because they got some serious mental problems. They should be locked in facility to help them understand how to respect other people's boundaries and so on, or police, because these people tend to go to jail, and they will go to jail eventually, because when you harass somebody over time, a period of time, it's going to get worse. So they should have intervention, in my opinion, from the police and so on, the mental health, because there's some mental problems there. It is, should not be ignored. Now, public, when you're walking outside on a public, going to the park or going to the store, you know, you have to just be careful or going to work. But when you're inside your home, you should be, you know, have a way to be who you need to be or suppress yourself, yell, scream, whatever. Some people require a therapist from dealing with a crazy person. I like that, because the crazy people are people who harass. Too much harassment can take a toll on the brain, but it should be addressed as much as possible to limit or minimize the trauma that a victim will experience. When I was young, as a child, I dealt with bullies, and it was very traumatic. I dealt with a severe traumatic situation where I was mugged or double teamed by several guys in the park who I didn't know. They just came up to me and hit me across the head. So I went through even worse than that. So I went through a lot coming to LA and being careful not to hang around bullies or dangerous people. You had to hang around positive people. And when I say that, it's like somebody who's positive and nice wants to hang around positive people. I'm not talking about negative people. Negative people cannot hang around positive people. That is the truth. So the thing is that harassers are negative, and they should be addressed, because something got to be dealt with by the law. If this person continues to do it, especially for someone who's doing it for years, that is really sick. They need help, and society must get the law and everybody involved to make sure that this person is getting the help they need. Good day, good night from Dove Night.